Oh, I wonder what you are. If you're Robert Wykander.
What's up, everybody? We am here with Big Bay's Come Correctmas Holiday Special Bonus EP. Not much of an EP because we're not going to really cut to any music like we have traditionally in the in this kind of episode. Virgie and I did record two new songs for this year to put into the big podcast. But we just weren't really feeling it, so we're skipping the Correctmas Carols. If it's missed, let me know. I feel like it's not. I feel like people find them annoying, so this might be a good change. By the way, if you have not listened to the Bay Podcast Come Correctmas Holiday Special Podcast, I would suggest listening to that before you do this. This is probably a good episode to listen to as you're on the way to Christmas dinner or something like that, going to visit your rotten family, and you just want to have something to listen in the background. So this episode usually is just me going through down the list and thanking everybody that's helped make Bay what it is every year, and especially this year. So I'll start with my family, with my wife Casey. She puts up with a lot of Bay nonsense between me talking about it all the time, the mess everywhere with the gear for events or just my personal gear, but then of course putting up with all the idiots coming over to do podcasts, to do work days, things like that, just for the Bay cause. Not to mention, she does put herself on the radio shows. She's been on a few podcasts, and she does stuff for the YouTube channel. Like, she'll go on and be Bay Entertainment News or other stuff like that. So thanks again, Casey. All right, so let's thank some of the big hitters in Bay in no particular order. But let's start with Mike Ferrucci. Mike Ferrucci is one of the most dedicated people in Bay, very loyal. He does anything you ask of him. Yeah, we give him a lot of shit, but that's kind of like his personality. He's a goofball, but he's still a loyal friend and does the right thing. I can call him anytime, any day, and be like, hey, Ferrucci, I got an idea. If he's free, he'll be at my house within an hour, and he's ready to record something stupid. So got to give him credit for there. So thank again to you, Mike Ferrucci. All right, Rob Wykander, another guy very committed to the cause, does the right thing, cracks the whip. People may think he comes across as an asshole. He thinks he comes across as an asshole. I think the majority of the people that know him don't think he's an asshole. He's just a grouchy guy, but he's committed. He does put in a lot of work for Bay. He's led up a lot of the projects with moving tents, building the tent rack and the pole rack in the storage unit. And not to mention, he kind of leads in building the base every year. He's another guy that comes to almost every podcast he can. He does a lot of work. So I think people need to recognize that. So Rob Wykander, thank you. Okay, another guy, Stephen Pollack. Stephen Pollack's kind of a rising star. He started off a few years ago. His first event, he was already jumping into it. He was part of the party planning committee for the Christmas party at Oregon Trail. He does a lot of things behind the scenes. He's basically taking over the Instagram. He put all those Instagram posts are mostly him. He does a lot of stuff like that. He's an up and coming leader. He's now going to be a platoon leader next year for Operation Green Lightning. So he's moving up in the Bay ranks here. All right, Joe Sabia. Joe Sabia does a lot of work behind the scenes as well. You guys see the fruits of his labor. You've seen the Mike Force scarves and all of his little crafts that he does. Very good resource on what's correct and coming correct. He supports Bay in any way he can. He buys a lot of merch. He always buys his tickets, even though he's putting in all this work every year. He still buys the ticket outright. Not to mention, he's spending his time and resources to make things for Broken Hour events. So, Joe, thanks again, buddy. All right, Mike Mueller. Mike Mueller is another one that he does a lot of stuff behind the scenes. He's kind of like our mad scientist in a way. Everything from making mock bombs for some of our modern events that may be seen in the future, may not be seen. I'm not going to give anything away. But he stepped up and kind of figured out our power grid issues. And last few years without the big generator, we've had power in smaller tents. And he does a lot. He's another leader. He's a platoon leader. Last few years, I think this is his third year or fourth year doing it. He's always improving, doing a good job. So Mueller, can't wait to see you again, bud. All right, let's see who else we got here. Joe Sullivan. He kind of had a rough year in terms of Bay this 2024. He gets deployed a lot on his boat, but he still tried to do things he can. He still had, for a time, he still had all the tents. He still had a truck come down for fit. That was driven by a few of his friends from the Navy. He still pushed and helped us get Warwick. He was at one point the main point of contact. So Joe still has his hand in what Broken Arrow Events does, even though he really didn't make any events this year. Okay, Jim Lennon, from the get-go, from the minute he met us to now, he's been heavily involved with what we do, and I think he saw our attention to detail and how we were as a group and kind of just fell right in. And he's an asset. We love having him at every event that we put on. You know, we team up with him and we have a little bit of crossover. Like, I'll go and help him out at his events for Lila on the on Long Island with the Armor Museum. But he's a great guy, one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Great person to know in the community, knows a lot of people. So yeah, thanks again, Jim. Can't wait to work with you again next year. All right, Mark Strasburger. Mark Strasburger had a rough year as well, just like Sully. He's basically training to be a pilot, so he's been busy. He did make a few events this year, even though his schedule's been a little crazy. The thing about Strasburger though is when he's there, he's 100% committed, and he puts the time in. He makes his time valuable. He kind of has the mindset, which I disagree with, where he doesn't want to be too involved if he can't be involved. But with like Bay, it's kind of like a do what you can kind of thing, right? And that's what he's doing. But he can still be a little more involved, I think, and no one's going to judge him for not being able to follow through or just, you know, be in and out. So Strasburger, don't be a stranger. Get involved in the chats and show us that you're around. Okay, let's see. John Van Ness, another guy. He is purely committed. I think he loves what we're doing. He loves what he adds to the cause. The minute he shows up, he's another one where he showed up, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday at the big event Ben had this year. And then the minute he showed up to the minute he left, he was working. He makes his time worth his weight in gold. And he takes lead, and he's a great leader. He's the basically the NCO IC, the NCO in charge of the base. And he was the... He's good. There's no other guy I would have in that role right now. So, John Van Ness, thanks again, bud. All right, so Mark Herman, he stepped up this year and took over the Pavin cadre. And I thought he did a great job. He's been around for a long time. He's been around since the beginning. And it was kind of a seamless transition from Chris Johnson to Mark Herman. And I think it shows with his leadership skills, and he does a great job. And I think the core Pavin group is awesome. And then when we get these new guys and they buy into what he's doing, it's I think last year was pretty good. It was rough with the rain, but the year before the group was good. And I think that momentum can carry them over into 2025 for Operation Green Lightning. I'm excited to see what they're doing. I just got messages from a few of the cadre, and they're working on some pretty cool stuff. So I'm excited to see what they show me in the coming months. All right, another Pavin cadre, Zach Boylan. Zach Boylan's been around for a while too. He quiet guy. I think he's starting to find his voice a little bit within the group, and he's turning into a leader, which is really good because he's got some experience and he's very knowledgeable of the communist side, especially there in Vietnam War, but other things too. And he's a valuable resource for the NVA and the Viet Cong. But yeah, he's good to have around. Quiet guy, but like I said, he's a quiet killer. All right, let's see. Down the list here, Ian Scudder. So Ian Scudder, another guy. He's busy with work, but when he can be involved, he goes hard. And that's something that I think people need to realize with like Bay. It's all volunteer work, so it's a straight like, you put in what you want. And Ian's a good guy because I think he tells me all the time he feels bad at not being as involved as he wants to be, but when he is there and he is present, he's gung-ho, he's proactive, and he will take the initiative to try to help out and make things better for everybody around him. Brian Maroney, another one with the distance. He's another guy, when he comes around, he puts in a lot of work and helps us out. He's a good squad leader, and he always does a great job every year. But like I said, another one that he's not local to our Northeast, but when he does come to events, he's in it. He's good. He's good to go. James Walker. James Walker, he made some effort to get out to other events this year, which I really appreciated him coming out to fit. And he's another one. He's really good at kind of reading the room with me and all that's going on. So when he's like around, he kind of like helps lessen the burden for what I have going on. And he plays the role as the executive officer pretty well, and that's his, that's his job in Bay during the events. So he does that job pretty well, and appreciate him when he does his thing. Sam Gregory, another guy that's been around for a long time. I've known Sam before Bay even existed, when he was just a young whippersnapper. He does put in work too. He comes in and he always recruits people, which I noticed last few years. He's even recruited Mike Mueller for us. So we have that to thank him for. He's got a great attitude. He's very positive, and he does a great job. I think he's due for some leadership roles. So Sam, if you're listening, let me know what you think, and we'll start getting you in that groove. All right, speaking of leadership roles, we have our big man, the cadre forfeit, which is Bear, Mike Diamante. He takes the time. He didn't even go to any other events. He wasn't able to between work and his family, but he still took the time to go to fit and train up the guys. Some of the guys have already done it before, so he was light on that reviewing. But he takes the time to write the curriculum every year, and he goes through everything, and it's pretty thorough. And I think he teaches these guys stuff that, like, A, they may know, but they need a refresher, or stuff that he may know. And I think it makes a difference with the guys at the big event, between them and then the guys who don't go to fit, to be honest. And we've talked about that a million times on the podcast. So thanks again, Bear. Hope to see you again this year, too. All right, let's see. Someone else who's actually he's filled in for Bear last year at the fit. But he's another guy that's kind of made himself invaluable to the Bay cause, Jeremy Vallon. He takes the role as the medic very seriously. He's a licensed EMT. He does it as a job other than being in the Navy. And he takes it very serious. We set up a hospital for him and everything. He's treated people just like it would be a real triage. He's just an overall great guy, too. He just puts in a lot of work. He's a hard worker. And I think there's a weight off my shoulders knowing there's a guy like him on base to watch out for people and In case of an emergency, we have him. All right, let's see. Bradley Lowe. Bradley is another one that got kind of screwed over this year with his duty with the Navy, but he made it down to Fit. And I have to say he was MVP for Fit because he had a rough time between him and Balin getting all the equipment down. Truck broke down. He had to load up his truck with whatever they could from the Deuce and made it down. He still does things behind the scenes. He's talking about cooking for next year, so I'm excited to have him back. And I hope he can make it because he's the man. He does a lot of work, too. He's a hard worker. All right, let's see. Alex Stramp. Alex Stramp is a rising star, kind of following the same Goody Two Shoes path as Pollack did. But Stramp this year built an actual working mortar, which was really cool to have as a support on our base. And it was really, really fun, a really fun aspect that he added to the immersion of having the camp defended by a mortar. But he does a lot of other things too. He's an engineer by trade, so he has a lot of ideas, and he has a lot of know-how, and he has a lot of he can do it. You know, he can back it up. He doesn't just come up with an idea and goes, "Yep, someone figured it out." No, he'll go and do it himself, which is really cool. And that's something that, like, I think is a characteristic of most of the Bay guys, that like they have the follow through. All right, let's see here. Another Pavin guy, another MVA, Johnny Bullfrog, John Laughlett. He's kind of gotten himself this year into the cadre, and he's a rising star within the Red side. I just was talking to him about some of the projects he was planning for next year. He comes to almost every event he can, and he's just a cool guy, very sneaky, which is something that you kind of need to be for the Pavin side. But what I like about him, though, is he does speak up. I've seen him in action, and he sticks to his grounds, which is something you kind of need to do in this level of, like, organization. You know, it's like everyone's paying to be there. You know, it's not like, it's a real army where, you know, you got to take the orders and kind of eat shit. You got to, like, so he does, I think he does that balance really well. Most of the guys on this list that I've went through do that. So, John, good stuff, man. Keep it up. All right, Michael Giraputo. Michael Giraputo has been around for a little bit of time, too. He's another committed guy. He goes to almost every event he can. Always Pavin. He even goes to some of the displays we do at the museums. Cool guy. I really want to get him involved in the cadre, too, so we have a stronger core. Those, like, four strong guys, you know, and I think he's game four. We talked to him briefly about it, and he's up for the challenge. So, Mike, we'll keep on you, man. We'll get you situated for 2025. Okay, let's see. Another one. So Vince Ciro and Daniel C., they came all the way from, like, Southern Virginia and I think further. And it was Dan's first event. I met him down at the MTA in Jamestown. Vince got him to come up with him. And I want to say, like, I want to thank them for staying behind, because they stayed up until the time that we were leaving. And they've got, like, you know, 10-hour drive. So them sticking around and waiting to the end to make sure everyone's packed up, really cool for you guys. Vince does that every year. I know he's a big supporter of us, and that's really appreciated. And Dan, I hope you return, come back with Vince for 2025. All right, Michael Donnell. Michael Donnell came back for the Correctness Podcast. It was his first event back in about 3 years at Ben Hett. So, Mike, you know, once you get back into the groove of things, man, I think you get more involved, and we'll, you know, you're back. You're back in it, baby. So you got to get you a new uniform and a new rifle. That's what I think we talked about. So Mr. Come Correct can come correct. Okay, let's see. Mike Labasi, the quiet man with the mustache. He's another one that, like, he shows up and he can show up on Tuesday. He can show up on Thursday. But the minute he shows up, he knows his work to be done. I think, I want to say this was, like, maybe at Kochi. So what is that, our third event? He became one of the garbage crew, one of the sanitation crew under Ferrucci. And ever since then, he's been on that garbage crew without anyone ever telling him. He's just like, yep, I change the garbage bags. That's what I do. That's almost 5 years of doing that. Other than that, Labasi is a very smart kid. He's just got out of OCS, or he's in the middle of OCS finishing it up. So he's knowledgeable with the military stuff as well. He's another resource I think we'll have to pick his brain. I want to say, as of right now on the roster, that he's going to be an assistant squad leader and at least an assistant squad leader next year for one of the squads. All right. So Tyce Norman, another guy, he shows up early, puts in the work. He didn't have meat this year, and I think he kind of freaked out. So don't worry, Tyce. Next year, we'll have meat for you, buddy. Other than that, though, Tyce has put in work since the first event he came to. He's won Hard Charger in the past, and there's a reason why. He does a lot. He help set up tents and whatnot. He was part of the radio crew for a little bit. So he pretty much does wherever, you know, he goes wherever we need him. Okay, Colin Stewart, Chris Lee, and Emmett Lice. I'll give you guys thanks together. You guys were on the Pavin side. You guys got there early and helped out with the GI camp a little bit. And then you guys kind of broke ground on the Pavin camp, I want to say as early as Tuesday this year. So that was really cool for you guys. I think that helped the Pavin cadre a little bit. Get a jump start. But yeah, guys, thanks for coming early. I hope you guys do again next year. I know Colin and Chris takes a lot of pictures. Colin likes digging holes, so you guys be welcomed next year. All right, let's see here. Speaking of digging holes, we got Chris Cassidy, another guy who came early and he stayed late. I want to say he stayed pretty late at the end there, but he was digging holes like a madman. He's always got a pretty good outlook and he doesn't really get demoralized or bummed out. I know he wants to go hard and he's kind of a hard charger and wants to get more kills, but he still does a great job. He's got, like I said, always a good attitude and we love him. He's a funny kid. All right, another guy, another quiet killer, very similar to Labasi, Aiden Green. He's another one who came early and he was putting in work. I saw him cutting down that grassy knoll that was across one of the bunkers. He was MVP this year for sure. He scouted ahead for the Mike Force column, you know, for the Sigi Force, and found a few of the NVA hiding, and he kind of was part of orchestrating the ambush on the Pavin faction. So Aiden, great job this year, man. Can't wait to have you again next year. We'll be back to 173rd, so get that steel pot back on. Okay, I want to thank the World War II American Experience and Adam Buck and his family for letting us stay on that property for field infantry training. Great place. I want to figure out something to do again with them, just to keep that relationship, because I think it's such a great and cool museum. And from our experience working with a lot of museums, like a lot of them are like my way or the highway. And these guys are one of the most flexible groups within this hobby I've ever worked with. Another venue I want to thank is Warwick Conference Center, namely Brian Juncosa for setting up that whole venue. It was amazing. The property was great. Definitely amongst the best properties we've ever used, and I'm looking forward to using it for 2025. All right, and lastly, I can't forget her, my niece Fiona, and her family, my brother, and his lady friend Val, for bringing Fiona over for the music video. It's again circling back to Casey in the beginning of this, was thanking people for putting up with all the nonsense that Bay does, namely all the nonsense that I do. But like I said, it's Bay's weird. It's like, it's more than really a hobby for me. It's kind of like lately or since the beginning, it's like fully committed way of life, and just try to get everyone I know involved, and people that we've organically come across, like guys like Cassidy and all the friends I made along the way, like Polak and Strasburger, and of course, can't forget Ferrucci, but like all these guys, Sully, Landon, all these people that I've made relationships with, I'm very thankful for. And it's just I think the beauty of like what we're doing. You know, it's kind of, we are reaching out and touching people. You know, not in a weird way, but kind of weird because the whole hobby is weird in general. Just airsoft and reenacting is always weird. But you know, it's a collection of weirdos that we have fun together. So, other than that, guys, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus to the rest of us, come correctness, and also a Happy New Year, and I can't wait for 2025. If you guys listened to the past podcast, I've talked about Operation Groove in 2025. That's in full swing, baby, so we have a lot planned. I'm really trying to make Operation Green Lightning our biggest and best event. That's not even a sales pitch, it's just a fact, like, the stuff that we're doing already is already bigger than what we've done before. Plus, think about it, we're building on 8 years of doing this. So it's good. I think it's going to be a big one, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune into the Bay Podcast, Come Correctmas Holiday Special Podcast, if you haven't listened to it yet. All right, guys, take care.